Sam Asher Per Kimo Mishnah Beis Chavishim Alei Per Unesuna L'Tocha Mashke. A pitcher made out of earthenware or some other absorbable material, and the pitcher was filled with fruit and was placed onto liquid, and that liquid that the chavis was placed onto seeped through the chavis and made the pears inside the chavis damp. O Malei Mashke Unesuna L'Tocha Peros Vishavu. Or the chavis was filled with liquid, but the chavis was placed onto peros, and the liquid that was inside the chavis seeped through the chavis, and the peros that the chavis was placed on absorbed water and became damp from the liquid that was inside the chavis. Kar shashavu b'chiyuta. Any of the peros that absorbed liquid and became damp from the liquid would be b'chiyuta, would be muksha, would be susceptible to become tummy. And even those peros that are not directly connected to the walls of the chavis, and those pears became damp, not from the chavis itself, but from the pears that became damp from the walls of the chavis. As some of the pears were right up against the walls of the chavis, they became damp from the liquid that seeped through the chavis. And the other pears that were not exactly right up against the chavis, but became damp from the other pears that were right up against the chavis, all those pears would be the chiyutan. It's all considered nichale. It's all considered that you wanted it to become damp. And since you knew that the liquid seeped through the chavis, you wanted those pears to become damp. And they are the chiyutan. They are mukshar. They've been makabo tuma. The elu maskin amru, the mayim uveyayin uvechomitz. What type of liquid are we talking about? That we said that the liquid seeps through the chavis to make the pears damp. We're only talking about water, wine, or vinegar. And these type of liquids, since they're not so dense, would seep through a chavis and would make pears on the other side of the chavis damp. Ushakwa maskin tahara. But if the chavis was filled with any other type of liquid, any of the other liquids that we said are makshir pears to be makabel tuma, such as oil, honey, milk, blood or dew, these type of liquids would not seep through the chavis, so therefore, in such a case, the pears would be tar. They would not be mukshar to be makabel tuma. Even though it does seem that the pears became damp, but it cannot have been damp from these liquids, as they cannot have seeped all the way through the walls of the chavis, so they must have become damp from something else, so therefore they are not mukshar to be makabel tuma. Rabbi Nechemiah mitar bekidneyos, sheina kidneyos show evet. Rabbi Nechemiah would be mitar in such a case if the chavis was filled with kidneyos, with beans. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, if the chavis was filled with kidneys and then placed on top of liquid, and the liquid seeped through the chavis and the kidneys seem wet, the kidneys would not be mukshar to be makabel tuma. The reason being is because kidneys do not show it. They do not absorb dampness. So that which the kidneys are wet is not from the dampness that has seeped through the walls of the chavis. Instead, they must become wet from something else. Therefore, they are not mukshar to be makabel tuma. As it's no nichle, you didn't want them to become wet from something else, and they didn't become wet from the dampness of the walls of the chavis, as they don't absorb dampness, so therefore they are not mukshar to be makabel tuma. They're not susceptible to become tuma. Somebody peels off from the walls of the oven hot bread. And they used to stick the bread in the walls of the oven, and taking off the bread from the walls of the oven is called riddiyah, to be rodeh the pas. And he peeled off the hot bread, and he put it on top of the barrel of wine. He placed on top of an open barrel of wine. And the fumes of the wine get absorbed into the bread. And the bread, as of yet, is not mukshar to be makabel tuma. As we're talking about where the bread was not kneaded with water, as if it was kneaded with water, that would be mukshar to be makabel tuma. Instead, it was kneaded with fruit juice. And fruit juice is not one of the seven liquids. That would be mukshar, that would make it susceptible to become tuma. Rabbi Meir mitami. Rabbi Meir holds that now that the bread was placed on an open barrel of wine, the bread is now susceptible to become tame, as wine is one of the seven liquids that is machshir ochel, that would make food susceptible to become tame. And even though the bread didn't come into contact with the actual wine, the fumes of the wine get absorbed into the bread, and it's as if the bread actually came into contact with the wine, according to Rabbi Meir, and the bread is now susceptible to become tame. Rabbi Yehuda mitar. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds the bread is tar, meaning the bread is not mosher. It's not yet susceptible to become tame, and since the bread didn't come into contact with the wine, only absorb some of the fumes of the wine, it is not mukshar to be makabel tuma. Rabbi Yosei mitar b'shal chitin u'metame b'shal sa'orim mipnei shahat sa'orim sho'eves. Rabbi Yosei makes a distinction between bread made out of wheat and bread made out of barley. According to Rabbi Yosei, if the bread is made out of wheat, it would not be mukshar to be makabel tuma. But if the bread was made out of barley, it would be mukshar to be makabel tuma. And since barley is very absorbable, so it absorbs the fumes of the wine, because if it came into contact with the actual wine, so therefore, in such a case, if the bread is made out of barley and placed on an open barrel of wine, the bread that's made out of barley would be mukshar to be makabel tuma, since it absorbs the fumes of the wine, as if it came into contact with the actual wine, and would be mukshar to be makabel tuma, according to Rabbi Yosef.